Congratulations. God bless you. Bridgeway, we are so blessed as a ministry to be able to receive amazing leadership, shepherding, and teaching, not just from one pastor, a senior pastor, but we can actually hear the voice of God through multiple voice boxes. And many people don't have the privilege to have so many spiritual leaders to bless them and to cover them. In many churches, you know, I grew up in church, and usually it's the senior pastor speaking 99% of the time, and he might just let somebody preach every now and then. But in this church, I speak two-thirds of the time, and a third I give away. And I do that because we're multicultural, because God speaks through many different people, because not just one person has the word of God, and everybody desires a different diet. And so we need to grow as a church, and we need to hear the voices of so many. Now, once a year, I bring in outside voices that come from outside of our church. So you could be blessed to hear the word of God through many different voice boxes around the world. And people pay thousands of dollars to go to conferences to hear great speakers. But we do that to bring them in-house so that you can be blessed by them. And so starting next week, we do it every February. We have 4 weeks of a winter guest speaker series where I invite friends from around the world to come in. And next week, it's Dr. Timothy Clinton, who's a popular author, CEO of the American Association of Christian Counseling, and also a co-host with James Dobson Radio. After that, Pastor John Jenkins will be here. He's the pastor of First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, amazing brother in the Lord. And then the third week is Dr. Ilona Proy, the first female pastor in the entire country of Albania. She'll be here with us. And then lastly, the comedian Michael Jr. will be here. He's a motivational speaker as well as a comedian, and he'll be here as well. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to shift, say a quick prayer, and go right into the State of the Church address. Are you ready? Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, we thank you that you anoint and you appoint imperfect people like all of us to do amazing things that we could never do without the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for our church. We know Bridgeway's not perfect, but we serve a perfect God, and we depend on you and we trust in you. So thank you for the state of our church. And as we give this report and as we just give a little inspiration, we just pray, God, that people under the sound of my voice, wherever they are, online or in the house, would feel proud of their church and would pray for their church and would be committed to their church. For it is in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Together, everyone said, amen and amen. What is the state of our church? Well, from my chair, I can boldly, yet humbly and gratefully say that the state of Bridgeway Community Church is healthy, hungry, and highly expectant. Healthy, hungry, and highly expectant. Speaking of health, Bridgeway's health spiritually is really good. 283 people have gone through Wednesday Night Alive since we started the ministry year, which is our Wednesday night discipleship classes under our pastor of discipleship, Pastor Sandy Pope. And you have received a healthy diet of biblical teaching since September as we announced the new theme, MIB, Make It Better. You'll remember sermons on Sunday like the series 8 Attitudes to Make You Better, 9 Spiritual Fruits to Make You Better, 10 Commands to Make You Better. Kevin Turpin II preached on excellence for 2 weeks, the excellence of God. Pastor Eli Hernandez preached on the secret ingredient. Then we did a 3-week series on the priority of giving to God of your resources and the principle of overflow. in a 3-week series I did called The Better Gift. And then Pastor David Heiliger, Pastor Will Easton, spoke to us about healing. And before you knew it, we were at Christmas. And I gave a message, even with kids around, called Shepherd's Pie. And then over the last few weeks, we said goodbye to yesterday, hello to New Mercies, and I'm just getting started in a 3-week series called A Better Start. Our people at Bridgeway have been engaging in outreach opportunities, prayer sessions, and serving on so many different levels. And I want to thank you for your service, for your volunteerism, for everything that each one of you does in order to make our ministry better. I want you to know that nearly 800 families were served Thanksgiving boxes during the Thanksgiving holiday. That's what you did. You put the boxes together with turkeys and sides and food, and then we gave it to people so they'd have a Thanksgiving meal. 800 families. Wow. For Christmas, we gave Christmas gifts through a ministry that we call Angel for Kids, and we served 310 children with Christmas gifts because of you. Your resources, your service, you bought gifts for people, and we were able to give kids gifts. And numbers of people were served free groceries in our ministry since the beginning of our fiscal year. In fact, let me tell you how many. We have served 938 families free groceries. That's 3,351 people. Another way to put it, nearly 41,000 pounds of food. Every weekend, after every service, you can go into the community cupboard in Columbia, Maryland, or in Owens Mills, Reisterstown, Maryland, and get free groceries. On Saturdays, at one of the campuses, you can get free groceries. It's amazing what we're able to do through the generosity and the service of God's people. On top of all of this, when we talk about our spiritual health, what I love about a church is when you actually see people get saved. And that's what we get to see in this church all the time, new believers. In fact, new believers came to Christ. You'll remember just last week where people stood up to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior in both of our campuses. And this happens regularly at Bridgeway. New blood, new people who realize that they need Jesus. And because you bring your friends, your relatives, your associates, neighbors and their kids, in Bridge Kids and in our big services and in our youth ministry, we see people not only come into Christ, but we see people growing in Christ. And in fact, our last baptism, we had 22 people get baptized. And for those of you that got saved last week and gotten saved in the weeks prior, you need to get baptized. That's the next step for you. And so we have another baptism service set up for March 26th. So mark your calendar. More information to come. Keep your eyes on our website. But that's the next time we're doing baptisms. And if you've not been baptized, will you publicly show your faith by being dunked in the water and coming out raised brand new in Christ? That's the next step. And you might be thinking, why do I need to do that? That's what our baptism classes are trained to teach you, so you'll understand what it means. But we have people who are in men's groups, women's groups, life groups, care groups, support groups. I mean, over 1,000 people have joined some kind of group at Bridgeway since September. Over 1,000 people. That's pretty amazing. And we believe that the spiritual growth in our church happens best in small groups. So if you want to get involved beyond Sundays to fire up your spiritual growth, then join a group or attend Wednesday Night Alive. Or if you're saying, but I'm not sure how to do all that, you can always just go online to bridgeway.cc. And then you can click the New Here button. It says New Here. Click that. And then it'll say Join a Group. Click that. You know, you can also sign up on the very front page, I believe, of the website. You can sign up for the Bridgeway newsletter. If you haven't done that, click that. And every Sunday, there's a newsletter that comes out that lets you know what's happening that week. So this is the way you can get involved. And you're saying, but I'm still not sure about all that clicking stuff. Well, guess what? If you're here at our Bridgeway campus in Maryland or in Owens Mills, here in Columbia, after the service, instead of running out quickly to your car, take 10 extra minutes and stop by the Real Talk corridor. And there's several people who'll just fellowship with you. And that's how you get to know people. And that's how you get connected instead of just attending. Now, trust me, attending is awesome. And if that's all you do, I'm happy for you right now, because everybody can't handle a whole lot of people and small groups and everything in this season of their life. I get that. But as you continue to get connected, as you continue to say, okay, God, I think I'm ready for the next step, we have the next steps for you. And that's what I love about Bridgeway. We don't judge you where you are, but we will help you move from where you are to where you want to be when you're ready to do that and as the Holy Spirit leads. And again, if you're thinking, but I'm still not, it's way too much information, Doc. Well, then go to Bridgeway in 5. Do you know what that is? That means right after the service, just for 5 minutes, you go to the left side of the back of the auditorium in both campuses. A small group of people there just to tell you about Bridgeway in 5 minutes and how you can get connected. So we've done our part. Now, if you say, I want to get more connected, I can't find friends, I don't know what's next for me, we've got it for you. Go to Bridgeway in 5 and take 5 minutes to learn more about the church. And since we're talking about health, let me ask you, how's your spiritual health? You know, it's hard to grow spiritually alone and disconnected from the body of Christ. And you will never find a perfect church because you're not a perfect person. But if you'll commit to getting yourself, your imperfect self, connected with some other imperfect people who all desire to grow in our relationship with a perfect God, I believe you will grow. And if not, guess what? You're going to stay stagnant, opaque, wholly dissatisfied and underwhelmed spiritually. Is that what you want for the next season of your life? So I ask you, how's your spiritual health, and how would you like to go to the next level? Let us help you. But not only is Bridgeway spiritually health, our spiritual health is pretty good, but our relational health is good too. Clearly, I don't know the tenor of every relationship in the church or the staff or among the volunteers, but I do know that addressing conflicts between brothers and sisters is something that God requires of us. And the sense of unity that I feel around this church these days is amazing. And I've been around this church for 3 decades. We truly are fully devoted followers of Christ. And we are followers of Christ united in the Spirit. And I have seen this make it better theme as something that we've all embraced with the sense of unity and direction. Many of you even have these bracelets that say that, MIB, make it better. And while we're out of most of them, I may have a few in my pocket if I see you after the service that I can bless you with. But our elders are unified, our clergy is unified, our staff is unified, our partners are unified. But remember this warning: the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. So don't give the enemy the foothold through relational conflict and unforgiveness to bring division in your life, in your household, or in relationships with others. Jesus teaches in Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17, that you ought to go to your brother, go to your sister if they've offended you. Show them how they've hurt you. And if they seek forgiveness, forgive them. Ephesians 4:3 says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. I think we're healthy spiritually, relationally, and praise God, we are healthy financially. And I'd like to spend a little more time on this one. You see, in my younger years as the pastor of this church, we've had times when we've done really well financially and times when we've not done so well. But I remember conversations when we were doing well to say, really don't tell the people that, because then they're going to feel like we have everything, and then like we don't have any needs, and then people are not going to give. Well, as I've matured, let me just say, I'm done with that stinking thinking. We are a healthy church, and we are a wealthy church, and I'm not ashamed to say it. We are not called to flaunt it. Health and wealth, as you know, can change in a moment. So don't get it twisted. Just ask Job. So that's not the issue. The issue is, instead of being shy about it, let's be humble about it. We're grateful for it. We embrace it and we leverage it for God's glory. And most importantly, we are responsible to be careful with it. And God has called us to be good stewards of his money. And guess what? We are. We have an auditing firm, a secular firm that comes in every year. And we pay a lot of money, because it costs money to do an audit, to audit us. And that secular firm has said to us and has said to our elders time and time again over the years that out of the 200 nonprofit organizations that we do audits for, Bridgeway's finances are so excellent, we would put you in the top 2% of all of those organizations. It's pretty amazing, I think. And I think that God is honored by it. And I think that that's why you give. You give because you know God is good. You trust that he will bless whatever seed you give to this church and beyond this church and to other people. But you also trust the leadership. And since September, when we started the ministry year, check this out, y'all, we have counted 432 new donors or new giving units. 432 new people have given. And these are people who have never given money to Bridgeway Community Church before. And can I just say thank you? If you are a new giver in this church, if you are a new giver online, I just want to say, if I was online right now, I'd type in all caps, thank you. Because that's when you really know that people are not only believing God, but they're supporting the ministry, is when they part with their money, trusting that God can do what he said he's going to do. And that first fruits offering, out of the first fruits offering, 217 people were new givers. That's about 20% of all that gave to the first fruits offering, which was an offering we gave on January 1st or the season around it to say, God, we want to put you first this year in 2023. How many of you participated in giving in the first fruits offering this month? Wave to me. Praise the Lord. Come on, online, just chat. Say, I did. Wave, keep waving. Because as you're waving to me, I'm waving back to you and I'm saying, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. God bless you. The Elders Council, the Clergy Council, 100% participation in this offering. 100% participation from every elder, every Elders Council of women, every clergy person gave. All those people you saw up here, they gave. It's not about let's get your money. It's about we lead. We give. Can I ask a question? I mean, you still have to the 31st, okay? Today's the 29th. We close it on the 31st. You got a couple days. But can I ask you this question? And I want you to be honest with me. How many of you have already seen God move in your life or in your finances as a result of planting that offering? Wave to me. You've already seen God move in your life or in your finances. That's amazing. And online, type it, I've seen God move. Wave, put a little hand wave sign up. It's already happening. We're not even out of January yet. And God is already, and guess what? There's so much more to come. I hope you journal it. I hope you write it down. I hope you'll upload testimonies. I just believe that God is amazing and he's doing this. One woman wrote in a testimony. She was too shy to do the upload the video. So she called herself, just anonymously writing, please, I don't want to put it up on a video. So we just took what she said and we put that up. Go to bridgeway.cc/firstfruits and you can see this anonymous note. She wrote it on January 17th and she says, I would like to anonymously share the blessings that God has done this year. I gave my first fruits offering on New Year's Eve. This past week, I received a letter from the federal government canceling all of my federal student loans through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. I had completed my application about 6 months ago and have had a long and frustrating process to get approval. I was most recently told that I would have to wait until August 2023 to see if my application had been approved. However, the Lord saw that this was the right timing for my application to be approved for six figures of debt. 3 days later, I received an additional surprise of an unexpected refund check in the mail for overpaid student loan payments. I apparently had overpaid on my student loans and was eligible for a refund. God is good, and I will continue to praise him for his never-ending gift of grace and mercy. God is already on the move. And since the ministry year kickoff on September 11th, with our new theme, Make It Better, we've hit our weekly budget goal consistently. We have a budget goal each week, and that budget goal is what we need in order to run an $8 million organization. And it's a lot of money that we need to do all of this. Well, guess what? We've exceeded that weekly goal almost every week. One of our elders, Council of Women, about a year or two ago said, let's just start praying for green. Green is when you hit it. You remember this, Gina? So if you need $100, if you hit 100 or 100 or one or more, we have a green mark next to it. If you hit $99, even though you're just a dollar off, it's a red one. And so we've had 20 weeks since September 11th until now, and 16 out of those 20 weeks have been green, which praise the God for that. And here's the thing. Those are just the number of weeks, but when you count the number of dollars, remember, if you need 100 and you get 99, it's just $1 short. But then the next week, if you need 100, you may get 150. And so if you just look at the numbers, we take all the money that we needed to make between September 11th and now, 20 weeks ago, and then all the money that came in to match that. And I want you to hear this. We have reached 121% of our overall goal to date. 121% over the goal. This is only God. Remember, the elders and I heard from God during our prayer time, and we encouraged you to give a first fruits offering because we saw what God was saying in our early morning Thursday meeting. This would be the first time in the history of Bridgeway in 30 years that we'd ever done this. And January 1st fell on a Sunday. So we trusted and we believed, God, that we were supposed to come to you and give you the opportunity to express your faith in prioritizing God in this coming year and showing gratitude to him. And you'll remember, because we said it so many times, that this offering was not about the church raising money. It wasn't about reaching a goal or paying for a project. It was simply a spiritual act of putting God first at the beginning of the year. And boy, you did. We had 1,263 individuals or families given the first fruits offering. And out of those donors, over 200 of them have never given to Bridgeway before. And I've said this before, I'm so excited about it. The smallest gift was $1.51. Somebody gave out of faith. But now, are you ready for the total amount that has come in from those 1,263 giving units? The total amount to date for the first fruits offering, that you gave collectively by faith to Almighty God was, can I get a drum roll? Hit your thighs. Not her thigh, hit your thigh. There you go. Hit your thighs. Drum roll, please. Here it is. $668,392.53. Friends, that's nearly $670,000. Can we stand up for a minute and just give God praise? Would that be okay? $670,000. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. These are seeds, Lord, that we have planted, trusting that you are going to multiply in our life so many blessings. You may be seated. This is what God has done, and we never even knew that it was coming. Aren't you glad when there's a surprise by God? Like, we weren't planning it. It's not because we were great leaders and we were strategic and we did this campaign. None of it. In fact, I said to my leaders in August at a leadership retreat, I know God's going to do something. We need to be flexible and open. I just don't know what he's going to do. And I believe this is one of the things. Bridgeway is healthy and hungry and highly expectant. And you'll remember in our vision message, I said to you, get centered. Get centered. One of the practical applications I gave in that vision message was to get spiritually centered, because that would be the key to your success and mine. And it comes from the verse that's on our bracelet, Psalm 118, verse 8. And you know what that verse says. It says that it is better, make it better, it is better to trust in God than to put your confidence in man. And we said that's the most central verse in all of the scripture. It is better to put your trust in God than to put your confidence in man. And you did that. You put your trust in God, not your confidence in man. And you're going to see God continually move in your life as a result of it. You showed up for God. And guess what? God is showing up for you. And the only way that you can make it better is if you keep trusting God and keep getting centered, realizing that it is better to trust God than to put your confidence in man. And you are trusting God with your money. You're trusting God with your morality. You're trusting God with your ministry, with your job, with your business, with your careers, with your relationship, with your future. And I sense a spiritual hunger that is resident in our ministry. And not only are we healthy and hungry, but I believe that God is developing in us a desire for higher dimensions. I sense a higher expectation of God than I've sensed before. Within me, I am feeling a calling to take our church to a higher dimensions of faith and trust in God. Within me, I sense that God is stretching my faith and he's opening my eyes to greater ways of expressing spiritual leadership by the power of his Holy Spirit. Bridgeway, you've held on to these seven declarations I gave on New Year's Day because of your higher expectations of God. Your faith is growing and your expectations of God are growing and God's expectations of you are growing. And those seven declarations weren't just for a sermon. They were for something you are to hold on to for the year and watch God do it. Let me review them. I said there were seven things you will be in 2023. I believe that some of you are already seeing it. You should take a picture of these. You should write these down. Don't let this fall upon deaf ears, because if you're going to have high expectations of God, then you know what I do? I literally have them printed out and I keep them with me everywhere I go. I just have them printed out, cards, so I can see when God is doing it. And I keep it with me because I actually believe that they're from God. Number one, you will be coming out of something difficult. This is all from Joshua 3. Number two, you will be moving into something delightful. Number three, you will be witnessing the Lord doing amazing things. Number four, you will be elevated and affirmed before others as a testimony to God's anointing over you. I think Lisa and Will just saw that. Number five, you will be witnessing God driving out opposing forces. Number six, you will be witnessing God making a way out of no way. And number seven, you will be crossing over into new territory in community with others and not alone. These were true prophetic declarations that you held on to and are expectant of. How many of you are already seeing one or more of these declarations coming to pass just in this first month? Wave to me. Just in this first month. Chat in the box there. God is already doing it. Catalog it. See what God is doing. Look for God and he will show up. Don't miss God's movement. Hold on and watch God do what God do. Bridgeway, the state of our church is spiritually healthy and hungry and highly expectant. But I got three more declarations for you. I declare that we will see signs and wonders that we have never seen before. I don't even know what it looks like, but I see it. I declare that you will see dreams and visions that will point you toward deeper faith in Christ and greater love for people. And I declare that you will see prosperity and maturity married in such a way that your prosperity will not be seen as fleeting or fake or manipulative. It will be seen as a beautiful stewardship and trust by Almighty God. God believes that you are mature enough in your faith now to handle bounty, whereas before you weren't. But he believes in you. And just as a personal testimony, just this month, within a 9-day period, I received 3 completely unexpected checks. And I posted one, and after that, I was like, I don't want to keep posting checks. But I'm amazed by God. Amber and I made our offering just like the rest of you did. And since then, God has blessed us with 4 times the amount that we gave. Unbelievable. On January 14th, I received an unexpected check. On January 20th, I received an unexpected check. On January 23rd, I received an unexpected check and immediately wrote a tithe to bless other people as soon as I got it. But if I weren't looking for it, I probably wouldn't have even known. In fact, the first time I didn't even notice it. I was just like, oh, this is great. It's a check. And I kept moving. I'm preaching this stuff. And I didn't even notice it. And then God went, hello, remember? I'm like, oh my gosh, you did. Let me write it down. So I wrote down the date within 9 days. I mean, if God never does another thing for me, I'm not doing it to get the unexpected checks. I'm doing it to bless God, but I ain't against it when it comes through the mail. Don't get me wrong. Thank you, Jesus. Because you see, this is God's economy, and God wants you to give him the glory out of your story. Your history is his story. Be expectant. Believe that God has more for you. And remember to always tie it back to the first fruits offering this year. Not because of finances, but I'm talking about every area of your life when God blesses you. Be reminded that no weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. But it doesn't mean that they won't form against you, but they will not prosper. This means problems will come, challenges will happen, but God is your portion and he will fight your battles. So what about you? How can I help elevate your faith? How can I inspire you to go to the next level spiritually? How can I cast down imaginations and thinking of defeat and doubt and death and depression and darkness in your life? How can I help call upon God for your healing? How can I help call upon God for your deliverance? How can I help call upon God to bring you out of something that's holding you down? How can I introduce you to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior if you've never accepted him? How can I help you be born again? My desire is to help you go to the next level. Is there anyone today that has never invited Christ into their life and you want to be saved today? How can I help pray for you to make that happen? If you're online and you're saying, I'm receiving this message that you're giving, this report is great, but I also know that I don't know Jesus and I want to know him today. How can I help you come into a relationship with him? Well, I'm definitely going to pray a prayer and then I'll give a conclusion of my message really quickly. But if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you want to trust him today, I want to introduce him to you. And if you're in the house today and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to introduce him to you. And so if you'll just close your head for a moment, close your eyes, that's right. Keep your head the way it is. But I mean, you can bow it if you want, but please don't get rid of it. Bow your heads, close your eyes. And if you're in the living room, you want to kneel next to the couch or next to the bed, wherever you are, just pray with a sincere heart. Dear Jesus, please come into my life. I want to be spiritually healthy. I want to be spiritually whole. I want to be saved. So I invite you into my life today. Save me, Jesus. I'm so sorry for my sins. I don't want to be separated from you anymore. I know you died on a cross for me and rose again from the dead. I don't understand what all that means, but I know you're God, and I know I need you. So please save me today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. As I close today's message, I want to give you a practical application, and that's I'm going to ask you for your help. We want to tithe on that nearly 700,000, 706, what was it, $670,000? We want to tithe it. We want to give it away. And I want your help. I want your recommendations of who's going to get this money. And we're going to pray about it. We're, as elders, as clergy, as staff, we're going to pray about it. And we're going to give it all away. I said, let's be ready for what God's going to do. Somebody's going to be blessed. Some nonprofit organization is going to be blessed. They're not even going to know that it's coming. They've been praying for it, but they had no idea. It's in some church in Maryland that has decided they want to bless them with a few thousand dollars. Maybe it's 10,000, maybe it's 20,000. I don't know. But I know that I need your help. So here's a practical application before I close out and Pastor Gary comes up here in the Columbia campus. I believe it's Pastor Mitch and Owens Mills. But what I want you to do is think about a nonprofit organization. They have to have a 501c3 that comes in line with our vision, right? We're a multicultural body of fully devoted followers of Christ who are moving forward in unity and love to reach our community, our culture, and our world for Jesus Christ. So we want to be in line with our vision, with our mission, which is to build into one another as we build bridges to our community. We want it to be in line with what we do as a church. We want to bless our community, our culture, and our world. So we want to use these resources to do it. What I'm going to ask you to do is to go online to bridgeway.cc/firstfruits. And what you're going to see is a tab that says referral form. And you're going to write in there the referral. We're going to look at every single one of them. In order to qualify for this grant, the organization must be registered, like I said, as a 501c3. We have some geographical areas of focus, as a missions ministry, Howard County, Maryland, Baltimore County, Maryland, and the surrounding area. So there may be a nonprofit that falls into that geographical area, or one of our focus countries, Kenya, Mexico, Peru, Ukraine. We'll give special consideration any organization that's focused on bridging divides and reconciliation. Also, special attention to immigration, immigrants, refugee work. All of this is in our hearts. And so we're just going to ask God to show us, and the only way we're going to know is if you bring us what God puts on your heart. Now, I'm asking you from a spiritual standpoint, okay? And what I mean by that is don't just start throwing names up there. Do a little vetting for us. Do some praying. And if God says to you, you know what, I really believe, let me cough for a second. Excuse me. I really believe that this could be an organization that Bridgeway could bless, then send it with no sense of shame. Send it. One, two, or three. We have a team that's willing to look at every single one. And then we're going to pray about it. We'll let you know. So that's the state of our church. Bridgeway, I'm so proud of you. I mean, this is what we do as a church. This is who we are. This is who you are. This is us. And I'm really pleased and proud to be your pastor. And I love you. So thank you for being a part of Bridgeway Community Church. Thank you so much. God, give us wisdom. Give us grace. Give us favor. Continue to protect us. We surrender and submit ourselves to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Pastor.